we'll have no need to call the roll. When we get to the vision hole, there'll be you, me, and old dog Trey to doodle time away. If we don't hook a perch or bass, we'll cool our toes in dewy grass, or else pull up a weed to chaw and maybe set and jaw. Hanging around, taking our ease, watching that hound, a scratching at his fleet. Come on, take down your fishing pole and meet me at the fishing hole. I can't think of a better way to pass the time of day.
That was his own self, Andy Griffith, here on Radio 9. New music from Zach Bryan and the Lumineers coming up after we take care of sports and weather. Don't forget FSN News for you coming up at 1 o'clock.
Your front row center at the ball game.
Football action. It is the Backyard Brawl tonight at 7:30 as the Pitt Panthers travel to Morgantown to take on their I-79 rivals, I guess, the West Virginia Mountaineers. The betting line right now favors the Mountaineers over the Pitt Panthers, so I'm not sure what that has to do with the price of tea in China. But I do know this much. Both teams are 1-1 and could really use that victory. That Backyard Brawl is going to be seen, I believe, on ABC and ESPN. Pitt leads that series, incidentally, 62 games to 40. There were three ties. Elsewhere in the world of college football, your Carnegie Mellon Tartans are back in action. They are ranked number 15 in the nation. They are hosting, I believe. I think that game is at Gesling. That's the games at Gesling. Start kicks off in just a couple of minutes. The number 15 ranked Carnegie Mellon Tartans hosting the Waynesburg Yellow Jackets in a conference game. The Tartans right now are 2-0 on the season. They won last weekend at home against St. Vincent in their home opener. In baseball, what else do we have to tell you about baseball? I had baseball. Have you heard of baseball? Where did it go? There we go. Ah, baseball. The Diamondbacks beat the Cubs last night by a score of 6-4 in a showdown of two National League teams that are hoping for wild card spots. The Philadelphia Phillies beat the St. Louis Cardinals 5-4. The Rockies beat the Giants 3-2. Chase Anderson worked seven hitless innings and took a no-hit bid into the ninth inning. And the Rockies went on to beat the Giants 3-2. Royals over the Astros 4-2. The Tampa Bay Rays beat the Baltimore Orioles 7-1, and it was the Brewers over the Nationals by a score of 5-3. The Pittsburgh Steelers getting ready for their Monday night tilt against the hated Cleveland Brownies. That game gets underway at, I believe, 8 o'clock on – what time is that game? I don't know. Why do I even do sports? I don't know anything about sports. I don't know anything about music.
Is the sun I don't know anything about radio. Gonna shine or will it rain?
What time is that game?
What's the weather gonna be this wonderful weekend with your radio?
8:15. 8:15 Monday night, of course, as the Steelers still looking for their first win of the season. Nice weekend on tap for you. Looking for sunny skies today with a high of 75 degrees. Partly cloudy overnight with a low of 52. Scattered showers on Sunday. Maybe some fog in the morning. 70-50 for your low overnight on Sunday. Monday, isolated showers. 72. Tuesday, mostly sunny. 74. Wednesday, sunny skies and a high of 77 degrees. Right now, just ahead of much more music. We're not going to have time here for much more music because we've jawboned our way right up to news time. 72 in Beaver County, 68 in Butler, 70 in Washington, 69 outside our weather window here in downtown McKeesport, and street level at the corner of Forbes and Morwood in Oakland. It's 70 at WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 freeform radio from Carnegie Mellon University. You're also listening to Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. FSN News is next. Right now in Pittsburgh, as you can hear the bells in the background, it is, and train whistles too, it's 12 o'clock. No, it's not. It's, wait a minute, it's 1 o'clock. What is wrong with me today? Man, I did not sleep last night, and it is really, really showing. Okay, let's try again. 1 o'clock. 1 o'clock. My golly.
From Feature Story News in Washington, I'm Nick Harper with The Week in Review. This week, U.S. House Speaker Republican Kevin McCarthy launched an impeachment inquiry aimed at removing President Joe Biden from office. The top Republican claims Biden benefited financially from his family's business dealings while he was serving as vice president. McCarthy called the investigation the logical next step. An inquiry now allows witnesses to be called as part of the aim to obtain Biden's bank records and other documents. FSN's U.S. correspondent Benji Heyer sent this report.
Republicans accuse Joe Biden of committing multiple impeachment offenses by repeatedly lying about his involvement in foreign business dealings that they claim benefited his family while he was vice president. There's been no concrete evidence yet showing high crimes or misdemeanors, and the White House insists Mr. Biden has no ties to his son's business operations. A vote isn't being brought to the House floor at this stage. There, it requires a simple majority in the Republican-controlled chamber to impeach and a two-thirds majority in the Democrat Party-held Senate to convict President Biden.
Also this week, Joe Biden's son, Hunter Biden, was indicted on 3 criminal counts related to possession of a firearm. The charges against Hunter Biden came just weeks after a deal collapsed with federal prosecutors and a special counsel was appointed to the case. FSN's Kate Fisher reports from Washington.
Hunter Biden's accused of lying about his drug use when he bought a firearm in October 2018, a period when he's acknowledged struggling with addiction to crack cocaine. Earlier this year, he agreed to enter a pre-trial diversion agreement to avoid prosecution, while also pleading guilty to 2 misdemeanor tax offenses. But that deal fell apart in July when the judge in the case probed the prosecutor and Biden's attorney about the scope of immunity it offered.
Villages in Morocco's Atlas Mountains spent much of this week waiting for humanitarian assistance after an earthquake devastated the country last weekend. The Moroccan leadership initially only accepted foreign aid from 4 countries, a decision that was criticised by opponents of the leadership. FSN's Giles Gibson reports from Marrakesh.
The government supporters are saying that they are simply choosing the partners that they want to work with on a kind of case-by-case basis, so choosing the specific teams or the expertise that they need in some of these remote mountain communities.
Another country battling the fallout of a natural disaster this week was Libya, where an estimated 20,000 people are thought to have died in devastating flooding. The United Nations said that people would have been saved if early warning systems were available. From Bureaus Worldwide, this is FSN.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the solid gold sound of a Million Dollar Weekend, all weekend from
WMCK
McKeesport.
Bottle, mama, it's grapefruit wine.
10, getting us started in the 1 o'clock hour, 108, much more music time. I'm Jay Thurber. I hope you remember what your name is. I'm just feeling icky. I think it's just a fall cold, just a little bit of an allergy nasal thing. I guess I need to take – the COVID numbers are on the rise. The new COVID vaccines are out, and I'm waiting to get my booster because the COVID numbers are on the rise, and I'm not too excited about the opportunity to catch that crud again.
Hey, man, look here, man. Let's get together tonight and play some hide-and-go-seek. That's it. Let's get together and play some hide-and-go-seek. Let's go. That's it.
sobering thoughts from some drug-addled weirdo.
I promised some new music in the last hour. Here's Zach Bryan and the Lumineers on Radio 9. 113, much more music time. 68 degrees right now. We'll check your weather in less than 10 minutes.
Turn on the TV, act like you don't see me. Tell me everything is okay. My mother is a saint and told me if I wait, everything meant to be will stay. Well, I am a believer in people pleasing other. Telephones are ruining this place. Met a man in New York City, told me humans ain't as pretty as a perfect day will chase for all their days. I ain't spotless, neither is you. But once in my life, I'm gonna see it through. If you want spotless, I'll always lose. I don't want love, lover, I want the truth. People die a thousand times to get to who they are. Pray into the heavens on a late train car. Your heart knows deeper seasons than my eyes ever will. I'm a self-destructive landslide if you wanna be there. I ain't spotless, neither is you. But once in my life, I'm gonna see it through. If you wanna leave this, that's okay. Everything meant to be is bound to stay. Remember jumping in the pool when we was fully clothed in August. We was soaking, choking, smoking in my oldest apartment. Then they cut off all the lights cause the bills were never paid. We were stealing all the power from the neighbors on vacation. I ain't spotless, neither is you. For once in my life I'm gonna see it through. If you won't spotless, I'll always lose. You gave me love, lover, you gave me the truth. I was alone. You were betting on a loser. You were calling my bluff. Holding one another isn't never enough. You were right there with me. I can't stop this, neither can you. But once in my life, I'm bound to see it through. If you won't spotless, I'll always lose. You gave me love, love, you gave me truth.
New music from Zach Bryan and the Lumineers.
Radio 9, plays more music.
These are the Contrails.
Yeah.
Sound of the Contrails on Radio 9 with Jay Thurber. From Pittsburgh to the opposite side of the state, Philadelphia's own the DeVells. We're going to check your weather next.
The kids in Bristol are sharp as a pistol when they do the Bristol stuff. Really something when the joint is jumping when they do the Bristol stuff.
Oh, oh, Sam and Vinny, it'll be Friday night. They dance the greatest and they do it right. But it's the latest, it's the greatest sight.
The kids in Bristol are sharp as a pistol when they do the Bristol stuff. Really something when the joint is jumping when they do the Bristol stuff.
Whoa, whoa, inside in Bristol, there's DJ High. They holler and whistle, no one is down. The pony and twisted, and we rock the city.
The kids in Bristol are sharp as a pistol when they do the Bristol stuff.
Whoa, whoa,
really something when the joint is jumping when they do the Bristol stuff.
DeVals here on Radio 9. 121 Chime Time. New music from the Kaleidoscope Kid coming up after we take care of a couple of brief messages. Also check your full-time Radio 9 weather forecast. What else do I want to tell you about? As we age, we gain things like experience, self-confidence, new hobbies, hair in our ears and nose. Well, maybe one of your hobbies is pulling the hairs from your ears and nose. However, disorientation, memory loss, and difficulty completing familiar tasks, such as pulling the hairs from your ears and nose, aren't always typical aspects of getting older. In fact, they may be a sign of Alzheimer's. An early diagnosis can help improve the quality of life for your loved one. Learn the warning signs of Alzheimer's. Go to 10signs.org. Because some things come with age, but some others don't. That's 10signs.org, the number one, the number zero, signs.org. A message brought to you by the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council. I got lots of time to pull the hairs from my ears and nose because I don't need to have any time combing the missing hairs on top of my head. Support for 88.3 WRCT comes in part from Attic Records, located in Millvale. Attic Records is open 7 days a week. They sell new and used records and CDs from a range of genres, including rock, doo-wop, metal, reggae, and hip-hop. Attic Records is independently owned and operated. They purchase used records and CDs from collectors in bulk or by unit. Attic Records is at 513 Grant Avenue in Millvale. For more information, call 412-821-8484 or visit atticrecordsstoreinc.com. And if you or your organization are interested in underwriting on 88.3 WRCT, email pr@wrct.org. For more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities.
Everybody talks about the weather. Is it gonna be cold or hot? And it's undeniable, radio is reliable to hear what the weathermen plot, whether you believe it or not.
Sunny for the remainder of the afternoon with a high of 75. Cloudy overnight with a low of 52. Scattered showers on Sunday, otherwise mostly cloudy, high near 70. Mostly sunny on Tuesday, high 74. And then on Wednesday, sunny skies with a high of 77 WAVC degrees. Right now, just ahead of much more music on the Jay Thurber Show. 72 in Beaver County, 68 in Butler, 70 in Washington. It's 69 outside our weather window in downtown McKeesport. Oh, really? 70 street level at the corner of Forbes and Morrowind in Oakland at WRCT with new music from the Kaleidoscope Kid. Music from the Kaleidoscope Kid there. On Radio 9, going back to 1959, here's Jerry Wallace and Primrose Lane.
Primrose Lane, life's a holiday on Primrose Lane. Just a holiday on Primrose Lane. With you. Can't explain when we're walking down the Primrose.
what's on the table. This is the season, whatever the moment, whatever the reason. Grapes is a garnish, served up with style. Grapes and desserts always light up a smile. Grapes are the memories that take us all back. Red, green, and black, they're the natural snack. This is the season for grapes on the table. They please all the family, even Aunt Mabel. Red, green, and black grapes, those natural snack grapes. Stock up on grapes, and here is a reason. Red, green, and black grapes, this is the season.
And boy, is this fall California grape crop luscious. It's waiting for you at Super Dollar Markets and big, beautiful displays with very nice prices. Stuff your turkey and garnish your table with grapes from Super Dollar Markets. Red, green, and black fresh grapes at Super Dollar Markets. A shopping tip from the California Table Grape Commission.
Jay Thurber.
Go, go, Tiger!
Check your radio calendar in a couple of minutes, so stay tuned with that. More music on the other side. And, of course, Keystone State News Connection for you at 2 o'clock. Broadcasting from the Tube City Center for Business and Innovation in downtown McKeesport, this is 88.3 WIRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. It's 1:32, and these are the Everly Brothers.
Yeah.
on Radio 9. Little Caesar from Mount Lebanon called 412-385-7450. He wanted to hear Martha and the Vandellas, and I mentioned earlier in the show, I'm not feeling well. I forgot to write it down, and I can't remember which song he wanted to hear.
You're an annoying little guy.
Very true.
That's right, type that hangs around the health club in the corner with the towel.
So I hope this... Sorry, Little Caesar, I hope this is the song you wanted to hear. I can't remember. They say the mind is the second thing to go. I can't remember what the first thing was. on Radio 9, 141. Much more music time and college football action at this hour. Your Carnegie Mellon Tartans are leading Waynesburg University by a score of 13-0. We'll check sports just about 10 minutes. Stay tuned. It's Paul McCartney and Wings on Radio 9. Jay Thurber's Catch and Release Lanternfly Traps. The Have a Heart Solution brings you the radio calendar for today, Saturday, September 16, 2023. Pickens mighty slim here this week. Radio calendar must have gone on summer vacation and not come back. A lot of these events are over. Space Gallery is presenting Analog Holiday, works by Jesse Best, a native of Butler, PA, who's a contemporary American artist and designer now living in Pittsburgh. His style reflects a material-driven process with a focus on acrylic, spray paint, wood, and resin. That's on display now through November 19th at Space Gallery, 812 Liberty Avenue, downtown. For more information, trustarts.org. September is Love Your Library Month, and the Carnegie Library of McKeesport has a full schedule of events planned for the remainder of this month, including a discussion from the UPMC Latterman Clinic. That's Tuesday at 1 o'clock at the library. Family Trivia Day and Pizza Party Saturday, September 23rd at 12 noon. The Reading Social Book Club will be discussing The Children's Blizzard by Melanie Benjamin. That's Monday, September 25th, and there will be lunch on the lawn served Thursday, September 28th at 11 o'clock. For more information about any of those programs at the Carnegie Library of McKeesport, visit mckeesportlibrary.org or call them at 412-672-0625. The West Newton Library, meantime, for Love Your Library Month, is encouraging all children to sign up for his or own library card. The West Newton Library is part of the Westmoreland Library Network. They have a selection for young adults and juniors and an easy reading room for the younger set. Hours are Mondays and Thursdays, noon to 5, Wednesdays, noon to 7, and Saturdays, 10 to 2. Come sign up for that library card at the West Newton Public Library. Mon Valley Initiative will hold its community award ceremony on October 19th. That's at the IBEW Local 5 Hall on the south side. For more information, go to monvalleyinitiative.com. Tickets must be purchased by October 4th. And last but certainly not least, the Clean Air Council presents What You Don't See Can Hurt You. That's at the West Newton Gymnasium at 113 South 5th Street in West Newton, 7 o'clock on October 11th. For more information, yockccare at gmail.com. And if you or your organization have something you'd like to get off your mind, email radio-calendar at wrct.org. The radio calendar, a copyrighted feature of this radio station, and may not be reproduced without the express written permission of the Pittsburgh Steelers. Here's Krabby Appleton on Radio 9149. Much more music time.
You don't hold me so well, and it's not. Is gone. I can't tell you.
That was Krabby Appleton here on Radio 9 with Jay Thurber.
Right now, our country feels divided, but there's a place where people are coming together.
I was nervous to talk to someone so different than me.
Me too.
Love Has No Labels and One Small Step are helping people with different political views, beliefs, and experiences connect through conversation, and it feels good.
This conversation gives me hope.
It gives me a lot of hope, too.
Take a step toward bringing our country and your community together. Start a conversation at lovehasnolabels.com/onesmallstep. A message from StoryCorps, Love Has No Labels, and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Jackie Stewart, reminding you that this Sunday afternoon, we leave the track behind and go right into the ozone on Jackie Stewart's Wide World of High Voices. I'll be high atop Mount McKinley, the highest point in the U.S., relaying the action of some of the highest voices in the world compete for the first International High Voice Championship. From Australia, the famed Bee Gees. A royal gal with a really high voice.
And this Christmas, my husband, Philip, and I would like to extend to you all.
And my guest from Canada, the highest voice from the north, Mr. Neil Young. Hey, Neil! Neil! He's booted up, but we'll get him going. Neil, come on, play your guitar.
I called up Crosby and I called up Nash just to see if they wanted to buy some hay.
Jackie Stewart, Wide World of High Voices. We'll have a great show. See you.
Yap, yap, think we do. Baby and me, we listen to
Radio 9.
It's out of sight.
All right. Can't do that without actually hearing some Neil Young now. We'll sports and weather next. Stay tuned. News coming up for you at 2 o'clock. I'm Jay Thurber. Lie down here for 2 minutes and 42 seconds. What do you think about that?
I want to live with a cinnamon girl. I can be happy the rest of my life with a cinnamon girl. A dreamer of pictures, I run in the night. You see us together, chasing the
until the hour of 2 o'clock. Don't forget, coming up at 3 over most of these same frequently frequented frequencies, it is Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy with Eric O'Brien. We hope you'll stay tuned for that. It's all those soft vocal and instrumental favorites from the 50s, 60s, 70s, and 80s with occasional silliness. That's coming up at 3 right here on 88.3 WIRCT and Two City Online Radio in McKeesport.
Your front row center at the ball game.
We are.
And you don't have to fight the crowd. Turn your radio on as loud as you can to them. Prepare to enjoy it.
What more do you want? An egg in your beer. At this hour in college football action, your Carnegie Mellon Tartans are hosting Waynesburg at Gesling Stadium in Oakland. 8 minutes to go in the second quarter. Number 15 ranked Carnegie Mellon is leading that game by a score of 13-0. Elsewhere at the half, the number 7 ranked Penn State Nittany Lions are leading the Fighting Illini of Illinois by a score of 16-7. Illinois is 1-1 on the season. The Nittany Lions so far are undefeated. Coming up in Morgantown, West Virginia this evening, of course, at 7:30, it's the Backyard Brawl, as the WVU hosts the Pitt Panthers in the 106th edition of the Backyard Brawl. West Virginia lost last year to the Pitt Panthers. That game will be on ABC. In Major League Baseball, the Brewers beat the Nationals 5-3. It was the Tampa Bay Rays over the Orioles 7-1, the Royals over the Astros 4-2, and the Rockies beat the Giants 3-2. Steelers getting ready for Monday Night Football action against the Cleveland Browns. That game kicks off Monday night at 8:15. Here's your forecast for the entire Radio 9 listening area. Looking for mostly sunny skies today with a high near 75 degrees, partly cloudy overnight, maybe some fog towards morning, and a low of 50 overnight. Scattered showers on Sunday, high of 70. Monday, isolated showers, high 72. And then on Tuesday, 74 under mostly sunny skies. 72 degrees right now. Outside our weather window here in downtown McKeesport, street level at the corner of Forbes and Morwood in Oakland. It's 72 at WRCT. Bert Camford's going to take us to news time. The oldies come to play every Saturday, 88.3 WIRCT, Pittsburgh Freeform Radio from Carnegie Mellon University, and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. The news is next. It's 2 o'clock.
Some financial relief with their property taxes and rent. Governor Josh Shapiro recently signed House Bill 1100 into law, expanding the state's existing property tax and rent rebate program. AARP Pennsylvania State Director Bill Johnston Walsh says the expansion of the program will significantly boost property tax rebates for older adults, alleviating the financial burden for homeowners and renters. He says the yearly maximum standard will increase from $650 to $1,000 for individuals.
This program and this expansion of this program, which is the first in almost two decades, both property taxes across the state and rents have been increasing year after year. And that's why AARP Pennsylvania fought so hard to expand the property tax and rent rebate program.
Johnston Walsh says the program will be adjusted for cost of living as it moves forward. The Keystone Keystone State is home to almost 3.5 million people age 60 and older. Johnston Walsh points out that the program provides financial relief to those who need it most, but also demonstrates a proactive approach to addressing the needs of an aging population.
The Pennsylvania legislature and Governor Shapiro, what they're looking for is, how do we keep people in their homes longer? How do we put more money in their pockets so that, you know, they're able to put food on their table, pay for their medications, and also pay for their property tax and their rents?
Shapiro and Secretary of Aging Jason Kovulich recently participated in a teletown hall with AARP to answer questions from older Pennsylvanians about the expansion of the property tax rent rebate program. Johnston Walsh says they want to reach as many Pennsylvanians as possible to advise them of the program.
To educate people, letting them know that this expansion goes from $35,000 a year for homeowners to $45,000 starting in 2024, and getting as many people to apply for it as possible. We know that there's going to be nearly 175,000 additional Pennsylvanians that will be eligible for the program next year.
Johnston Walsh notes that 400,000 people that are already qualified will also be getting this increase. Pennsylvanians have until December 31st to apply for the program via the Department of Revenue website at revenue.pa.gov/PTRR to get the form. Area agencies on aging, local senior centers, and state legislators' offices can also assist. I'm Danielle Smith, Keystone State News Connection. Find our trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.
Guest is a friend of mine from New York City. He's making his first appearance on this television program. He began reporting the weather on NBC's Today Show about a year ago, and he joined that program after having performed the same duties for 12 years at WRCT. Before that, he did it at North Hollywood High. Would you please welcome...
And roll. He's a guitar man with a great big soul. He lays down a beat like a ton of cola. He goes by the name of King Creole. You know he's gone, 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 jumping like catfish on a pole. Yeah. You know he's gone, 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 out of hip shaking King Creole. Starts to do it, it's as good as done. He holds his guitar like a Tommy gun. He starts to growl without any throat. He bends a string and that sauce she wrote. You know it's gone, 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 jumping like a catfish on the pole. You know it's gone, 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 out of the chicken meal grill. He sings a song about a crawdad hole. He sings a song about